And currently this morning, we have temperatures in the 70s, 71 in Bedford, 74 in Roanoke and in Salem, 72 in Danville, and 70 in Appomattox.
Well, my brother, Jim, is, I don't know if he's listening or not, but he's probably not, well, he's a little hungover from hockey. He's got a love hangover, but the wrong kind because of what happened last night in Tampa.
10 seconds now. Forecheck here from Kale McCarr. It's all the way at the other end of the ice.
Hockey.
4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. It's over. They did it. They did it. The job is done. The Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions. And they will lift Lord Stanley a mile high.
That trophy is one, I think, one of the glorious trophies in all sports is the Stanley Cup. And the Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Lightning in Tampa, I believe, last night because we watched part of a game the other night. We're not big hockey fans, but it was fun because it was down the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes. And Tampa came back to win that one to carry it into Tampa at 3-3, I believe. Or, yeah, it would have been 3-2 maybe. And anyway, they lost. Colorado won. The guy just losing his marbles there and pretty excited. So I'm excited for those guys. But it is done. It's done. I'm done. You know, anyway.
So in our opening piece today, you were playing Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, she was done too.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a grumpy pants for sure.
Right.
Apparently, she just had a bad week last week.
Yeah, her hubby's case got exposed or something. His drunk DUI.
Right. Have you seen the video of her posing for photos with the first Mexican-born member of Congress?
No.
So we talked about her last week with Trey. Mm-hmm. So because this was the first time a Republican has held that position since the 1800s.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
one of the border.
We're seeing that in Virginia as well.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very similar story. Uncovering here in the Commonwealth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mayra Flores says that Speaker Nancy Pelosi shoved her daughter during a photo op.
Really? Don't doubt it.
It's very well documented.
Mm.
The newly elected Congresswoman took to Twitter and spoke of Pelosi pushing her daughter during a photo op last week. She said, I'm very proud of my strong, beautiful daughter for not allowing this to faze her. She said in a tweet that featured a video of the incident that took place during her swearing-in ceremony on June 21st.
Okay.
She continued to smile and pose for the picture like a queen, and she did. The video shows Pelosi waving to someone off camera when she looks down to Flores' daughter standing next to her and takes her elbow and kind of pushes her to the side.
Wow.
I guess she was blocking her shot there.
This is my good side.
She said, no child should be pushed aside for a photo op, period. Agreed.
Sure. This is the side that the plastic surgery looked better.
That's right. This is my best side. The incident took place as Pelosi welcomed, I'm using air quotes here.
Right.
The newly elected Flores, 30 years old, to the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
It's a great honor to welcome Congresswoman Flores to the Capitol and to the Congress with the great congratulations, she said.
Wow.
And again, grateful for her leadership and her beautiful family who is here today.
Mm-hmm.
As I shove her aside. Away from me, child. Oh, Lord. So Flores is an outspoken pro-life Texan who celebrated the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she did shove her. It's not funny. She shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm,
that's not cool. But it's just interesting how things reveal themselves.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. She takes that elbow and just
get a little nudge.
Just pushes her right on over. Shoves her right on over.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Lots of grumpy people.
I know. If you're a grumpy person, you can call us. 866-916-3776. In all seriousness, if you have a comment on, you know, this is a pretty big story that happened on Friday, even Thursday with the Second Amendment stuff, 866-916-3776 is the phone number if you want to comment on Roe being thrown back to the States. And, you know, and this young lady, Hispanic lady's daughter being thrown back to the wall so Nancy can get a bigger, wider shot. Comment on any of those. We'll definitely like to talk to you if you so choose. Text us as well, 434-248-0704. I know a lot of you like to text. It's a little easier, maybe a little less nerve-wracking, but we'll treat you good on the phone or the text. Either way, we're just nice people.
Seems like there was a lot of shoving going on this weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't understand what is happening here. So do you remember Jody Sweetin from Full House?
Yes.
How rude. That may be what she was saying to a police officer from L.A. Apparently, Stephanie was out with her bullhorn protesting Roe v. Wade.
Oh, gee.
In a video, the 40-year-old actress appears to be thrown to the ground while leading a group of protesters away from the freeway.
Oh, wow.
As she gathered with a number of activists in the downtown area of the city.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed to be pushed down a dirt hill.
Oh, wow.
She skidded across the ground. Her hat flew back on her head. The crowd gathered to help her stand up again. One protester could be heard screaming, "What the is wrong with you guys?" Another asked her if she was okay.
Yeah.
Sweetin immediately stood up again, fixed her hat, and joined in the chants with "No justice, no peace."
Yeah. One of their favorites.
Well, you know, that aligns with their demo with Full House, right?
Yeah.
You know, chick, you barely have a career as it is.
I know. You're not helping it.
You had one job, to play Stephanie as a grown-up.
Right. Mm. Yeah. You're going to join Milano in the Senate hearings. That's about all the TV you're going to get.
This is my favorite. "We will continue fighting for our rights. We're not all free. We're not free until all of us are free." What does that even mean?
Yeah, well, the babies are a lot more free. At least the ones that can make it out of the womb.
Well, they're a little bit safer, right. But...
I mean, this isn't...
They act like abortion is gone.
Yeah, it's not, unfortunately. We still have a big fight ahead of us. 866-916-3776. You're on the Morning Jam. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. It's Dr. Harb.
Hey. So good to hear from you. What's your thoughts?
Hey, listen, I had a patient come in the other day to the office, and they were complaining that abortion is now illegal in America, totally. And I said, you don't really understand this. I said, you know, it's just that the Constitution has changed so that it's not federally legal, but it's still legal in the states. You know, it varies by states, of course. And, of course, Virginia is much more restrictive on abortion than most of your European countries, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, France and Germany and so forth. A lot of the European countries have restrictions at 15 to 20 weeks. And that's all Glenn Youngkin wants to do. He wants to try to get it down to 15 weeks in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
which would be kind of on par with a lot of European countries.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think you guys are right there. You know, a lot of people just don't even understand.
They don't get it.
Reversal of Roe v. Wade is, you know, they don't understand it.
And these are people that I thought were intelligent people, and they're just ignorant.
Exactly. You know. They just don't have a clue.
Well, and, you know, people are.
You know, conservative.
Go ahead.
People, I was just going to say, you know, somebody said to me, "Well, you know, how is this a conservative decision?" I said, "Well, the conservative decision about it is that you want to conserve and preserve the, you know, what the Constitution says, sort of literally in an originalist way." And there's nothing about abortion or the history of the country about abortion, and that's why they reversed Roe v. Wade, of course.
Mm.
But of course, it's still legal in many states, and
sure.
Unfortunately, Virginia has pretty lax laws about abortion. Hopefully, Glenn Youngkin will get that down somewhat.
If mm-hmm. Northam had had his way, it would be a whole lot more lax. So thankfully, we dodged that
absolutely.
One.
Thank you, Dr. Harb.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, bud.
All right, thanks, guys.
But that's where we are. People don't understand. You could still get an abortion. You can.
Mm-hmm.
And why are people fighting for someone to be able to get an abortion past 15 weeks?
Yeah, I don't know. Good morning, you're on the Morning Jam.
At this point, you're 4 months pregnant at that point.
Right.
There's no way anybody would need to go beyond that.
Yeah.
It's just not. Unless it was a medical situation, in which case there are caveats for that.
Sure.
But what they're fighting for, whether they'll say it or not, is the ability to use abortion as birth control, which is ridiculous in the world that we live in now.
Oh, absolutely. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. 866-916-3776 if you want to check in and talk about the Roe v. Wade decision on Friday.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Can I count it off? One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
866-916-3776. Got a caller on the line, Janet. Lester wanted to check in on Roe v. Wade. Good morning, Lester.
Good morning, Mark. Since this went down, I have some of my dear friends have came out as pro-choice, and I didn't even realize it. One lady, a nurse, a retired nurse, she told me she wasn't happy with it, and she wanted to debate it with me, but I would not debate it with her.
It's amazing, and I said this on Friday, that we were fixing to really see a side of people. Remember we talked about that? That we didn't know even existed. And the thing about it is, you can't even, we don't need to have debates, because she's not going to change your opinion and you're not going to change hers. But we need to be able to have civil conversations, because as long as we are debating and arguing, nothing is going to be accomplished. If we took this energy and focused it on how do we make birth control more readily available, how do we take this money and educate these people to understand that abortion shouldn't be used as birth control, then maybe we could get somewhere. But there's no interest in having those conversations. There's just not.
Is that, you know, Governor Youngkin is going to try to introduce legislation to, for the 15-week law.
Right. So how can they be upset about that? I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, but you're...
Is that first trimester? First trimester?
No, that's past the first trimester.
Yeah.
Because your first trimester would be the first 3 months.
Yeah.
So it's actually beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 12 weeks would be the first 3 months.
For sure.
Yeah. And you're hearing the term.
Okay, I feel like you guys my thoughts on
it. Okay. Thank you, Lester. Appreciate it. If you want to check in, 866-916-3776 is the toll-free number. It works from anywhere, and we'll be glad to put you on to discuss this or other topics.
We've had some interesting text this morning.
All right.
Jay said, even being against abortion, I don't agree with it being made totally illegal like it may become in Texas. That is what you call reasoned compromise. Liberals may want to try that sometime if they can get the blood out of their eyes for 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I know that's asking a lot.
Gosh.
But you understand what he's saying. There are times I don't know that I could ever I couldn't do it. But I when you have a pregnant 10-year-old,
right,
a pregnant 12-year-old, it does happen.
Sure.
I understand. The especially now that we have things like the day after pill and, you know, DNCs that can be done early on.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot more options than there used to be. Another texted in, I won't share the name. I had a divorce that was over abortion.
Okay.
She went behind my back, killed my child, and paid for it with my credit card.
Oh my.
And said it was a miscarriage.
Wow. Gee.
Well, and again, you know, I think for a lot of people, especially a lot of women mm-hmm. out there, a lot of these women that are so fired up over it,
right,
and so passionate over it mm-hmm. are women who made the choice to abort their baby.
Right.
And I'm sorry, guys, but that messes with your head.
Sure.
It messes does. With you emotionally, spiritually, mm-hmm. mentally. And I think it's an example, like we all do, of trying to rationalize and justify mm-hmm. our actions and our sin.
Right.
And we don't want people to tell us that what we did was murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of this blind rage comes from.
Yeah.
How dare you, you know, question me, because deep down they're already questioning themselves
yeah.
and they're already beating themselves up. And I know this because I have done a lot of women's events mm-hmm. where we've talked about very difficult things.
Right.
And I have held in my arms 70-year-old women who to this day, it haunts them.
Mm.
And I know I've seen it with my own eyes.
Right.
I know it happens.
Right.
So don't tell me it doesn't happen
mm-hmm.
and that it's just like it never happened, that they just go and do it with a clear conscience, because that's a lie from the devil.
Right.
That's not true.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Johnny said more readily available birth control. Yes, birth control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We should be taking this energy, these funds,
right.
these resources, and making true parenting, planned parenting, true birth control available.
Right.
Abortion should be the very, very last ditch effort.
Mm-hmm.
There is no excuse for the number of abortions that happen in this country. There's none.
Right.
There's so much free birth control out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even imagine.
It's all over the place.
And believe me, it's much easier to have an uncomfortable conversation with your parents or your family about wanting to be on birth control
mm-hmm.
than it is to try to explain an abortion.
Well, now they are latching on. In other words, they're trying to make a trailer of all the things that are happening. Not a trailer, but a train. They're saying gay marriage is going to be overturned now, and they're saying biracial. That the Supreme Court's going to overturn biracial marriages. That's going to be a problem for Justice Thomas, because
biracial marriages.
You haven't heard that?
Oh, they're going after.
Yeah. The court's going after these things next.
Oh my word!
Biracial marriage, gay marriage.
That gives me hope that even liberal people will see y'all are being stupid.
Right.
You're just being ridiculous.
Yeah, they were throwing everything out there hoping that something would stick on the wall.
Let's not forget, the whole reason the government got involved with giving marriage licenses was to keep black people from marrying white people.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That was your government at work.
Yeah.
And may I also say, there is absolutely nothing in the Bible that says people of color cannot marry.
Some people will make that argument.
There is no argument.
Right.
You show me it in the Bible.
Well, I can't.
You can't, because it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're supposed to be like-minded when it comes to worshiping God.
Right.
And
well, that's,
things like
that's
that.
Where they said in the Old Testament.
So
you know,
cultures.
Don't marry some of those folks over there because they worship idols.
Right.
And we're trying to stay true to Jehovah.
So that's just not true.
Yeah.
It's not true. It's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So.
866-916-3776 is the number. You guys have been checking in by phone and by text. Thank you. 434-248-0704. Just changing gears just a little bit before we go into the break. President Biden has gone over for the G7 trying to implement the world version of the Build Back Better. He did that last year. He's pushing it again. So he wants to, you know, bring the world down along with what he's trying to do here in the United States with the Green Deal and all that kind of thing. But before he left, this was his advice, Janet, to gas stations, you know, big gas stations, little mom and pops, because they're making all that money selling gas.
This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today. Your customers, the American people, they need relief now.
The little gas station down the road in your hamlet is gouging. Did you know that?
First of all,
right.
gas is not the moneymaker at convenience stores.
Right.
And it never has
it's
been.
It's made way before it gets there. The money is made way before it gets there.
Never is that the moneymaker. Mm-hmm. It's not. They make it on getting you to come in while you're getting gas.
Oh, yeah. That's how that money is made. But the real money on oil is made before it gets to the gas station. They make money, obviously, selling it to the gas stations. But the trade of crude and all that kind of stuff, that's where the real money is made. And for Biden to tell gas stations to lower their prices,
so stupid.
Next thing you know, it's going to be lower the price of your hamburger. It's too expensive.
He's already done that.
I know.
Big meat. None of it's his doing. Yeah, it's always these greedy capitalists.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man.
You can't make money. They want to subsidize and make everything government. I mean, there is videotape of Maxine Waters saying she wants to oversee all industry of every kind as the government. She said that a number of years ago.
Do you want to know how much a retailer makes on a gallon of gas?
Somewhere from 3 cents to nine.
9 or 10 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really?
Not a lot of money. Nope. And you got to keep those pumps, you know, regulated and tested and making sure the maintenance on them and everything. Yeah. Not a lot of money. I thought they were making 25 cents.
It depends on almost every gallon. who you go to.
Right.
But people think they're making a couple of dollars a gallon. They're not. It's more like 10 cents.
The government makes more on gas per gallon than the average seller, and the government has nothing to do with the process.
So disingenuous.
They just receive the check every month from the gas stations.
Mm-mm-mm. Currently 71 degrees in Bedford, 73 in Lynchburg, 75 in Salem, 73 in Danville, and 71 in Appomattox. Well, the Roanoke City community had a gun buyback event in Roanoke. The Groceries Not Guns event, you could receive a $250 grocery gift card for bringing in a semi-automatic handgun or a $150 grocery gift card for a shotgun, rifle, or revolver. The Roanoke NAACP teamed up with the Roanoke City Police Department as well as other community partners to host their second gun buyback event. And this year's event brought in about 151 guns. And the police department inspected the firearms, making sure they were safe. Next, the folks filled out some forms, received a ticket for either $250 or $150. The police received the weapons, verified the information, and then packaged them to be destroyed. After that, folks could receive their gift cards. Free gun locks were also available. They plan to make this an annual event.
Okay. All right. Interesting. The owner of the Floyd Jewelers store is asking for your help identifying those that were responsible for a break-in last week, towards the end of the week, actually, Friday. Surveillance footage shows two people breaking into the store around 2 a.m. The store is still trying to calculate the damages, but thieves stole up to $40,000 worth of jewelry. Then you tack on what they did to the building, you're looking at quite a bit of money. Sarah Sowers said the store has been running for 28 years and nothing like this has ever happened. If you have any information, you can reach out to the Floyd County Sheriff's Office by calling 540-745-9334. That's 540-745-9334 if you have any of the information that would help in this investigation.
The Lynchburg Police Department is investigating property damage and vandalism early Saturday morning at the Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center. Police were called around 10:40 on Saturday. They reported the building had been sprayed with graffiti and multiple windows had been broken. LPD says security camera footage showed four masked individuals. It appears to be two women, two men, conducting the vandalism around 1:30 in the morning. They say anyone with information is asked to contact the police department in Lynchburg, and this is an ongoing investigation, and Governor Youngkin says Virginia State Police are on standby to help investigate.
In Danville, before the Russian invasion happened in late February, Vladimir and Ola Volik and their young daughter had their own apartment in their native Ukraine. Since then, with all the destruction and such that's happened, They have made their way to the United States. They've been living with a family there in Danville since June the 4th.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. They're Uniting for Ukraine is the name of the organization that provides Ukrainian citizens and their immediate family with help to get to the United States. So thankfully, the Kinneys are the family that are currently housing these folks. And I guess it's just kind of a waiting game to see what happens as far as, you know, the war. It's going on 5+ months, and it doesn't look like there's any end in sight.
All right. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
We have a caller on the line.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
We've got Eric, who's patiently waiting. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to let people know there's a protest, a pro-abortion protest supposed to happen at Monument Terrace from 5 to 7 tonight. So a lot of local civic groups, churches or whatever, are asking for a show of support for the children at 5 to 7 at Monument Terrace. So we need, you know, it'd be nice to have a nice big crowd support life, you know, and they had a decent-sized crowd at the farmer's market over the weekend, and some of the signs they were holding were just ridiculous.
Mm. So and disgusting.
My favorite one is the, they had some little girl holding it, child abuse and neglect for lack of education, said, why do guns have more rights than women or something to that effect?
Ah, yes.
And, you know, well, okay, no women on airplanes, no women in movie theaters, criminal background check before you get married, and, you know, can't take your woman in the mall.
Wow.
You know, can we go on? Just some of the just overreaction and absolute ignorance of basic law is...
The overreaction starts early, and the indoctrination starts early.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So,
and
from,
to use
5
children.
To 7 Monument Terrace, okay. Especially some signs. It's kind of last minute notice, so
okay.
But, you know, we don't have a lot of time to make some signage. So.
Okay. You doing anything on Facebook or anything?
No. This has all been very word of mouth last minute.
Okay. All right. Got it.
All right. I got something I can email you that was thrown together at literally 10 o'clock last night.
Okay. Send it to yourmorningjam@gmail.com, yourmorningjam@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, Eric.
So a couple of things that I would like to ask anyone who is considering doing this,
mm-hmm.
if you feel compelled to do this. First of all, please make sure that your signage is kind.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be disgusting. Please make sure it's spelled properly. That's also important.
Right.
If you want.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that's the other thing. So, and just don't engage in ugly behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel called to do that, you need to make sure you have the steel and resolve to do it in a respectable way, because it might get really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't understand using children in that way. It's just, it's awful. And it's so hypocritical.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a child that you chose not to abort. Well done, you. And you're teaching them that it's okay to kill a baby.
Right. Well, it's ironic, the wording that they were using over the weekend. This deadly decision.
Right.
You know, this dark decision.
Deadly decision.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? It doesn't make anybody who can think logically.
Yeah,
knows that it's just mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Right.
It's their whole argument is a stomping 3-year-old saying, "You're not the boss of me."
Right.
Nobody's the boss of you, but we all have guidelines in life and responsibilities.
Well,
you're responsible for your actions.
Lady interviewed over the weekend, just a random person in one of these, you know, different protests. She looked well put together, probably a businesswoman, and just the way she carried herself. And she said how this decision helped her, you know, 15 years ago when she was pregnant and chose that she didn't want the baby and how that could have affected her life. So it was a convenience abortion
right
at the time.
So and not medical.
No.
Not incest.
Totally.
Nothing. Just convenient. She couldn't be inconvenienced.
Right.
It was a Stevie Nicks abortion.
Yeah.
That's because Stevie Nicks said, oh, Fleetwood, if I hadn't been able to get an abortion, Fleetwood Mac wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Sure. Okay.
Somebody else would have stood
you're
in Stevie.
You're that. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of rockers out there who had children and continue to rock on.
Sure.
I can think of many.
Mm-hmm.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yep.
Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Okay. Let's do it.
Thieves across the United States.
Oh, another happy topic.
Well, something we need to know about, though.
Yeah, sure.
Are stealing gas.
I can imagine.
Either by physically taking it from pumps and other vehicles, or by hacking gas retailers' networks as fuel prices hit record highs.
Okay.
While the gas thieves might think they're doing drivers a favor by reselling stolen gas at a discount, experts say gas thieves are not sticking it to the man quite the way they think.
Okay.
Vice President of Strategic Industries Initiative said there's no Robin Hood in this.
Mm-mm.
They're not robbing from the rich and giving to the poor.
Nope.
The gas station owner is the least responsible for high prices. Mm-hmm. Hello, Joe Biden. Hello, Joe. Are you listening? Mr. Lower your prices. You're hurting Americans. To the convenience store owners.
Right. Yeah.
Well, here you have
someone the problem is.
Who actually knows what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. The gas station owner is the least responsible for high prices.
There you go.
The cost of theft gas gets passed on to higher prices.
It do.
Just like shoplifting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when people are driving around with unsecured stolen fuel,
right,
it is a concern to anyone.
Hmm.
Yeah. You can literally put them completely out of business.
Right.
It's sad because who's losing is the gas station owner.
Yes.
You can put them out of business, bankrupt them by doing this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And though stealing oil might be helping people or getting free gas, it's a bad thing for these independent small business owners.
Right.
In Virginia Beach, police observed numerous vehicles using devices to pump gas from a Citgo station that was closed at the time.
Right.
This is in Virginia Beach. It was determined that the devices were being used to illegally access gas pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals were then selling the gasoline at a discounted rate through a phone application.
No.
And had advertised the operation on social media.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Several thousands of dollars worth of gasoline was stole from the business over the course of several days.
Mm-hmm.
To protect themselves from cyber attacks, fuel retailers should make sure their networks are up to date, properly secured, so their technology infrastructure has no vulnerabilities or weaknesses, allowing hackers to infiltrate their networks and steal or change information. That's one
amazing.
Thing after another.
That's amazing.
Huh. Gas theft is up 25% now.
Mm-hmm.
And then thieves, of course, they're stealing catalytic converters. We've been talking about that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They stole the catalytic converter in one incident in Utah before another thief attempted to steal more gas. The guy tried to siphon gas out. He wasn't getting the siphon to work, so he decided to drill the gas tank. That's when it burst into flames.
We had this before.
Hope it was worth that $5 he would have saved.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Okay.
Hey, fortunately for us, a lot of thieves are stupid.
Yeah, true. 866-916-3776. If you'd like to tap into our gas tank and talk to us this morning, we'd love to hear from you.
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Bum, 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 bum.
I did that.
You did?
I did.
You got down?
I sang that song loudly in Elmwood Park.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Yeah, well. That was a perfect summer evening, I must say. They've got some more acts coming up at Elmwood there in Roanoke.
Yeah, they got War and the Commodores coming up on the 30th of July.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, a lot of really good acts coming to Elmwood Park this summer. So you might want to check that out. They got some really good ones.
866-916-3776. The Morning Jam. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, so of course you're talking about a controversial topic, so I have to call. My wife says, be careful what you say. They might come and get you.
We won't give your address out.
No, because liberals are so rational and thought-provoked thinking they have. You can't, but like you were saying about the way you make signs or argue, you can't argue and win with stupid people.
True.
All their arguments are just plain stupid.
Especially emotional people.
Right. Emotional, yeah. Dumb people. Liberals show who they are when they lose something.
Yeah.
They throw a temper tantrum, take my ball, go home, blah, 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 fight, and call everybody else names.
Right.
Like, let's break down some of their arguments that are just prove how stupid they are. Abortion's health care. Health care is when you are sick. You go to the doctor, he makes you better. You are not sick when you are pregnant. You are pregnant. You are not sick. Removing that baby and killing it does not make you better. Actually makes you worse.
Gotcha. Well,
and it's damaging in so many other ways, including physical.
Right. Some women are then infertile after that, and they definitely have emotional issues. I won't say who. I know somebody who did that, and I know how it affected her life, the rest of her life.
Right.
Not positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then they try to say that no one's free until, you know, they're free. Well, they're free to not have sex. We all know what causes this. Just don't do it.
But if
you stand out in the highway, you'll get hit by a car. So don't do it. If you don't want to get hit by a car, don't stand in the middle of the highway.
And that sounds great in an ideal world. But we all know that people are not going to stop having sex. Now, we could encourage people not to have sex, and we can raise our children in a way that has them be prudent. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, people are going to have sex. There are 14 different kinds of birth control. 14!
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for us to be using abortion as birth control.
I know they won't stop having sex because they've lost the morality. There's no longer wait until you're married, and it's a God-given thing to have children. We have lost our morals completely. It's all about self-gratification in the moment. But like you said, there's ways to prevent it before it happens. It's not abortion. That's not birth control. That is murder, plain and simple. You are not making a woman more healthy. You are killing another person. There are other arguments of stay out of my body, leave my body alone. I don't care about your body, lady. I'm talking about the body that's inside your body. That's the body we're concerned about. That's someone else's body. That's not your body you're killing. That's someone else's. That's a baby that God knew from conception, gave it a soul. He knows it, knows them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we got
it's
you, man.
Their body. It's another person's body that has to be protected because they are evil. Let's put it plain and simple. They're evil. Anybody who would do this is evil. You can't argue with evil. It's their spirit until they are saved. You can argue all you want, waste your breath, of course. My wife says, stop arguing with them, they're never going to listen to you. That's true unless they become saved.
We got you, man. We got you.
Well, and one of the things, and I said this earlier today, what I want people to understand, especially from the point of a Christian, is God loves that person that made that mistake.
Right.
And there's no mistake that we make that is unforgivable, that we can't change and turn to him. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't. And that's the message we need to be sending. Not you're evil, you're bad, and I know you're frustrated, but I do think it's really important that we have to keep that at the forefront of our mind. And you can say all you want to that, you know, because people have lost their morals and that's why they're having sex. This has been going on since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Sadly.
And the culture is just...
The culture is just embracing sin more.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely.
But it happened in Bible times. Mm-hmm. It happened in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s.
Right.
I mean, you know, the difference is they had more shotgun weddings then.
Right.
And sometimes that was more disastrous than if they had just stayed apart and had the baby.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
And I know that if you choose to have the child and you give that child up, that's difficult
that,
too.
That's also difficult. That, you know, can also be haunting for sure. But, you know, I have friends who have adopted and they literally had to go out of the country
to
a adopt. Child. We just don't have babies to adopt anymore.
Yeah.
From that.
They should make it easier. They really should. You can do a background check. Come on. They do it all the time.
So I want to
a good home.
To go backward here for just a
That's
second
fine.
And talk about, we were talking about Elmwood and some of the things that are going on.
Yeah.
They're having their Night Lights Festival.
Oh.
July 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
And one of the reasons that I'm excited about this is one of my most favorite bands, Love Cannon, is going to be performing.
Are they a cover band?
The third. They're the ones that that play a lot of they play all acoustic music.
That's right.
And most of it's 80s.
Right. Okay.
They're fantastic.
We played them on the show before, yeah.
Yeah. May need to play them again. That's going to be taking place July 2nd and 3rd. Mm-hmm. So Doom Flamingo going to be playing, Love Cannon, Isaac Hayden, Organ Trio, Tand, and lots of things going on.
Okay.
And Sunday they're having fireworks and that type of thing.
Okay.
So you might want to check that out and see what you think.
Absolutely.
But I do love Love Cannon, though. They're one of my favorites.
There's one coming up here at the Blue Ridge. Oh, what is the one in Botetourt or over Botetourt, Blue Ridge, what they call Blue Ridge in the Roanoke area. There's some kind of an 80s cover band. Mm-hmm. And my wife, if she's listening, she'll remind me what it is. I think that's coming up this weekend. We've been at that venue before.
Right.
Over near Botetourt. And there's a lot of good things to go and attend. And, you know, make sure you always bring water and stay hydrated and all that.
I've got a little bit of Love Cannon. If you get a chance to... That's live.
Wow.
Yeah, there's really so good. Much. There's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a child of the 80s, as I am... You might really enjoy it.
Sounds good.
I feel a date night coming on.
If you like the 80s, the 70s, and a little bit of the 60s, check out our sister station, Rewind 103.9. You're only 90 seconds away from any song. That's how long our commercial breaks last, 90 seconds. So check it out, 103.9. Rewind.
You can do that after the show.
Yeah, do it after the show. If you're not in the Lynchburg area, you can always go to our app. Go to the Lynchburg portal. That's the best way. The Lynchburg portal. Go there, type in that information, and all of our stations pop up and the links that go with that. So you can listen online or through the app. It is 8 o'clock. CBS News is next. And then Bill Trefiro from our Roanoke desk will bring you the news.